5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Studio Classroom is
record.
Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom.
Please stand by.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Oh, hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we have reached a very exciting part of this lesson. What is going to happen with Juan and the coconuts? Yesterday, it seemed like Juan couldn't keep the coconuts in the baskets. They kept falling out. Why? Well, he was driving too fast. Well, today's lesson, as you know, is called The Man with the Coconuts. And today, here are some fun phrases that you are going to learn. The first is to roll with the punches. And the next is to stumble. Okay, friends, open up your magazines, and it's time for us to begin. Let's go.
The Man with the Coconuts. More coconuts fell off the top of the full baskets. Coconuts inside the baskets bounced out and rolled down the hill. The more Juan tried to hurry, the more coconuts fell and rolled away. Each time, Juan found it more tiring. He had to go after the fallen coconuts, pick them up, and reload his horse. The sun began to set, and Juan saw the owner's house at the top of the hill. He began to hurry once more.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 go after 这个片语动词。Go after 是指追逐、追赶或者是追捕。例如 ，The dog went after the ball its owner threw into the woods. 这只狗去追主人丢进树林里的那颗球。或者是 The police went after the kidnappers and arrested them within 24 hours. 警方追捕这些绑匪，并且在24小时内就将他们逮捕到案。Go after 也可以指追逐一种抽象的事物。例如 ,Lawrence spent his whole life going after money and recognition, but ended up poor and lonely. Lawrence 终其一生都在追逐金钱和别人的肯定，但结局却是又穷又孤单。继续我们看的是 reload 这个动词。我们昨天学过 load 当动词是指装载或装满。前面加上 re 这个代表再一次的字首的时候，Reload 意思就是指重新装或者是再装。例如 ,after finishing the first load of laundry, mom reloaded the washing machine with dirty towels. 洗完第一批的衣服之后，妈妈又把脏的毛巾放到洗衣机里面。Reload 也常常指把枪重新装上子弹。例如 ,the soldier hid in the ditch to reload his machine gun.这位士兵躲在战壕里，把机关枪重新装上子弹。
Well, we are on the last day of our lesson about Juan and the coconuts.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, how can a story about coconuts have a good point or lesson?
Oh, that's a really, really good question. Well, you never know, maybe...By the time we get to the end of this lesson, we'll know the point of the story. So, without further ado, we better get right into our lesson. We read, more coconuts fell off the top of the full baskets. Coconuts inside the baskets bounced out and rolled down the hill. Poor Juan. He's having to run after the coconuts.
Yeah, maybe he's bouncing after the coconuts.Well, friends, you see this word bounce here on the screen, and it appeared in our lesson because the coconuts bounced out. So what does that mean?
Well, if something bounces, that just means that it moves up and around after hitting a hard surface of some sort.
And so usually when I think of the word bounce, I think of balls, like a tennis ball or a basketball, balls like that, that bounce, right? However, in our lesson, it's used in a slightly different way. We could say that when I was driving my scooter or riding my scooter, my wallet bounced out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or sometimes we even use the phrase to bounce around. Everything was just bouncing around inside of my suitcase during the trip. So when I opened it up, everything was not in its correct place.
Right, and that often happens when you travel. If you have a lot of loose items in your suitcase, they will definitely bounce around. Well, we read, the more Juan tried to hurry, the more coconuts fell and rolled away. I can just picture in my mind this little guy, Juan, running around and trying to gather up these coconuts.
Why little guy?
Well, he might be a big guy.
Yeah, he might be. But maybe the point is here that these coconuts are rolling away and Juan is spending a lot of energy trying to gather them. So I get your point.
Yes. Now, you see this phrase, to roll up? Now, this doesn't appear in our lesson, but the word roll does appear in our lesson. Now, roll up has several different meanings. One of the meanings means you arrive at a place, usually late, like the car just rolled up. However, roll up can also mean something like, oh, you know, I'm just going to roll up this package, or I'm going to roll up this paper, or roll up something.
That's right. That's how people store carpets sometimes, right? If you're not going to put it on the floor, you can roll up the carpet. Okay, so I like this game. We're going to talk about another roll phrase here because we see the word roll in our lesson. So roll up is another great one. But there's another one that we think is really fun, and that is to roll with the punches.
Yes, to roll with the punches. What does that mean? It means that you have the ability to deal with a difficult or a series of difficult situations.
So it's easy to complain, but come on, let's not complain. Let's just roll with the punches. This reminds me, a couple of weeks ago, my cousin's husband came out for a work trip here in Taiwan. We had lunch plans. We were going to go to Hei Mei Ling, a great restaurant in Neihu, but it wasn't open during lunch.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
We had to just roll with the punches and find another restaurant to go to.
And I bet you found another good restaurant to go to.
It was good. Zhoupang's is good, but Hei Mei Ling, that's the one we were really looking forward to.
Well, great example.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on here, each time Juan found it more tiring. What did he find more tiring? Well, every time he had to go and try to collect these coconuts that had bounced out of the basket and were rolling away, that was more tiring. He had to go after the falling coconuts, pick them up, and reload his horse.
Hey, I like that word. We learned earlier about the words load and to unload, and here we see that he is reloading his horse. So we read on, the sun began to set, and Juan saw the owner's house at the top of the hill. Good, he's almost there. He can finish his job and get paid.
And guess what happens?
What's up?
He began to hurry once more. Now, you remember from yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that boy said, if you go slow, you'll arrive today. If you go fast, you'll arrive tomorrow. I'm beginning to think that's probably what's going to happen.
Is that what you're guessing?
That's my guess. I don't know for sure, but the sun is starting to set, and Juan started to hurry again. The coconuts might fall out of the basket again.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rebecca. We shall see. He might have to go after some more coconuts that fall out.
Well, you know, have you ever heard of the phrase, slow and steady wins the race?
Doesn't that phrase appear in the story, The Tortoise and the Hare? You know, about the rabbit and the turtle?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, you know something? What? We're going to learn more about this phrase in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends, and welcome to InfoCloud. There are times in our lives in which we might feel overwhelmed by the amount of things we need to do.
It might seem like hurrying and doing things as quickly as possible is the best solution. However, if we hurry too much, it can be easy to make mistakes. Or we may become too tired to actually finish what we need to do.
That's very true. And we have a great phrase in English that helps to remind us to slow down if we want to have good results. Slow and steady wins the race.
This phrase is a proverb associated with Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare.
Many people know the story of their race. The hare was very fast, but he stopped to rest during the race. The tortoise was slow, but he never stopped.
He kept a steady pace and reached the finish line before the hare.
So if someone says, just remember, slow and steady wins the race, they are reminding you that it's not about speed, but consistency.
Right. By working on something slowly or doing a little bit each day, we can achieve our goals. We just have to keep going forward and not stop.
大家都听过龟兔赛跑的故事以及欲速则不达这句成语。这两个都是在表达稳扎稳打的观念。有一句英文谚语 slow and steady wins the race 也有相同的含义。slow and steady 在这里是沉着又稳定的意思。所以 slow and steady wins the race 就是稳扎稳打会赢得胜利。特别要注意的是 slow and steady 看似是两个动作但其实是指同一件事。所以要用单数动词 wins。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Oh no, what's going to happen to Juan and the coconuts? All the coconuts in the baskets are bouncing out and rolling all over the place. Will Juan be able to collect all those coconuts before sunset? I don't think so, because the sun has already started to set. Is Juan going to make it to the owner's house in time? Well, friends, let's find out what happens to Juan now.
The man with the coconuts. His hurrying caused the horse to stumble. The coconuts again flew out of the baskets and onto the ground. This time, the sun set. Poor Juan. He could not see the coconuts in the dark and could not deliver them until the next day. If he had gone slowly, he would have been there sooner. Instead, he hurried too fast and could not deliver the coconuts until the next day. The boy's suggestion had not been so unreasonable after all.
OK, 接下来我们看 instead 这个副词。Instead 是指作为替代。反而或者是反倒。例如 There's no more cake. Would you like some cookies instead? 没有蛋糕了你要不要改吃饼干呢或者是 Henry didn't take the bus to the office. He rode his bike instead. Henry 没有搭公车去办公室反倒骑脚踏车去。Instead 的后面如果加上 of 就变成介系词。意思是不如何如何反倒如何如何。例如 Instead of spending money buying makeup and clothes,Chloe is saving up for her dream house. Chloe 没有花钱买化妆品跟衣服却是在存钱要买她梦想中的房子。最后我们看的是 unreasonable 这个形容词 UN 是一个否定的字首 reasonable 是指合理的, 所以 unreasonable 是指不合理的, 不讲道理的, 或者是不公正的。 例如, it's unreasonable that men get higher salaries than women. 男性比女性获得更多的工资是不合理的。 或者是 many workers went on strike due to unreasonable work demands by their employer. 许多工人因为雇主不合理的工作要求而开始罢工。它的副词是去掉字尾的e加上y，变成 unreasonably. 例如 the hotel rates on the island are unreasonably high, especially during peak seasons. 这座岛上的旅馆的费用高得离谱，尤其是旺季的时候。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So once again, Juan started to hurry. Let's see what happens. His hurrying caused the horse to stumble. Let's pause for just a moment. And we're going to take a look at this word to stumble. If you stumble, this means that you step awkwardly while walking or running, and sometimes you even fall or you begin to fall.
And sometimes we use the word trip. It kind of means the same thing. I stumbled or I tripped. We could use this word stumble with other words. For example, if you're in a dark room and you're not sure where everything is, you might say you are stumbling around in the dark. Or maybe you tripped over a rock. I stumbled over a rock.
That's right. So Juan's horse stumbled as a result of Juan trying to hurry. The coconuts, again, flew out of the baskets and onto the ground. This looks like another big job, trying to pick up all these coconuts.
Exactly. And I like that our author used the phrase, they flew out. Of course, they're not flying anywhere, but that's just kind of how we talk about this sometimes, if something falls out of something. Sometimes we might say they flew out.
So before, they bounced out. Mm-hmm. And now this time, they're flying out.
Right. English is kind of fun like that.
Yeah. Well, this time, the sun set. Poor Juan. Let's stop for a moment. And we're going to take a look at the word poor. Oftentimes, when I hear the word poor, or maybe even when you hear the word poor, you might think of someone who doesn't have a lot of money, but not in this case. You can use this word poor when you're trying to show somebody compassion or sympathy.
That's right. And Rebecca, you know that phrase, 可怜, right, in Chinese?
可怜.
Oh, how 可怜. For example, maybe poor baby or poor mittens. Nobody is at home to play with her. Poor mittens.
Oh, yes, poor mittens.
Rebecca.
She's very lonely because...
What are you doing here? You need to be at home playing with mittens.
That's right. I should leave right now.
No, don't do that. Then it would be poor Gabe. He has to teach by himself.
That's right. Okay, friends, this is a fun word. Poor. So you should take some time and create your own example sentences. Well, we continue. He could not see the coconuts. So poor Juan. He could not see the coconuts in the dark and could not deliver them until the next day. If he had gone slowly, he would have been there sooner.
Instead, he hurried too fast and could not deliver the coconuts until the next day. Poor Juan again. Well, we read on here about the point of the story, I guess. The boy's suggestion had not been so unreasonable after all.
And let's take a look at those two words. After all, this just means despite earlier problems or doubts.
Right. So, for example, this story, I thought that this story didn't have a good point, but it seems like this story has a good point and a good lesson after all.
And what's the lesson that you learned?
To listen to young boys.
Right. If someone offers you a suggestion, we recommend that maybe you should actually take time and listen to what that person is saying. they might, their suggestion might be a good suggestion after all.
Yeah, I think what you said is better, not just to listen to young boys, mm-hmm. but to listen to what people are saying, because after all, it might pay to listen.
That's right. Well, I know something that always pays here at Studio Classroom.
It
that
does?
Is none other but the review skit. It pays to watch.
It pays to watch. That's
yeah,
good.
That's good. That's good, yeah.
No. Oh.
Hey, mister, what's wrong?
Oh, I was hired to harvest coconuts for a wealthy man.
Whoa, that's not an easy job.
Oh, you're right. All morning I climbed up and down the coconut palms.
Whoa, with that big machete?
Yes, I tied it to a rope and pulled it up after I climbed into the high branches.
Oh, sounds dangerous.
Yes, then I cut the coconuts from the tree and dropped them to the ground.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, and then I loaded all the coconuts into this large basket and put it on my horse.
Well, that's an exhausting job. Mm. Ooh, it would take me several days.
By the time I was done, the sun was at its highest.
Great, but now deliver the coconuts to the wealthy man. Oh, and receive your pay.
Hmm. So, how long will it take to reach the master's house?
Well, if you go slowly, you will be there very soon.
Hmm.
But if you go very fast, you will get there tomorrow.
What a foolish boy. That boy is not very intelligent. Come on, horse. Let's hurry.
Wait! If you pull the horse at a fast speed, the coconuts will fall out of the baskets.
Then I'll pick them up and adjust the load.
But you will lose time.
Then I'll hurry to make up for lost time.
And even more coconuts will fall out of the baskets. They'll bounce out and roll down the hills.
But I have to hurry.
The more you hurry, the more coconuts will fall out and roll away. Picking them up is very tiring, and it takes longer.
But I need to hurry.
Hey, what if your horse stumbles? Coconuts will fly out of the basket and onto the ground again.
This foolish boy is wasting my time. Hurry, horse, we must hurry.
Whoa, see? I tried to tell you. If you go slowly, you'll get there sooner.
Well, maybe your advice isn't unreasonable.
See, I told you so.
Well, it definitely has been fun learning about Juan and the coconuts.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Rebecca? Mm. If I were Juan, I would still feel pretty good about myself.
Why?
Well, because the first day of our lesson mm-hmm. said it should have taken several days to harvest the coconuts, but he was still done and at the owner's house within like a day and a half.
Oh, you make a good point.
Right?
So, Juan, you should still feel proud of yourself.
That's right.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.